This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
New report on deadly aid worker attack in Gaza.
Israel's military has blamed operational misjudgment.
Spring snow.
This is the crappy kind. It's heavy and wet.
Eclipse countdown.
I think we've got all the business coming that we can handle.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. We begin with just released results from an Israeli investigation into the airstrikes that killed seven World Central Kitchen workers Monday outside a food warehouse in Gaza. We're just learning Israel's military has fired two officers and reprimanded others for their role in the attack on the aid convoy. Correspondent Holly Williams has the details from Tel Aviv.
Israel's military says it wrongly believed that a militant was inside one of the World Central Kitchen vehicles. It says after striking that car, it identified people moving to the second car, which it also hit, and then the third, killing all seven aid workers. The report also found that the Israeli military's cameras failed to detect the markings on the World Central Kitchen vehicles. It confirms, in large part, the account of the attack given earlier this week by Chef Jose Andres, World Central Kitchen's founder.
The group has released a statement calling the investigation an important step, but says there needs to be systematic change. Meantime, Israel says it's opening more routes to increase the flow of humanitarian aid. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Belgium said the U.S. will be watching to see if aid reaches more Palestinians.
We welcome the steps announced by Israel, opening Erez as a new crossing point, having shipments go directly from the Ashdod port, maximizing the route from Jordan. These are positive developments, but the real test is results.
Blinken also said the U.S. wants to see a better system to protect humanitarian aid workers.
President Biden will visit the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse today.
The president will meet with state and local officials and with the families of the six construction workers who were killed when a cargo vessel slammed into the Key Bridge March 26th.
Leaders from the Coast Guard and the Army Corps of Engineers will share updates on the assistance they are providing to state officials in serving and removing the wreckage.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre reiterated the administration will remain with the people of Baltimore as they try to rebuild and recover. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The Army Corps of Engineers says it plans to restore full access to Baltimore Harbor by the end of May. A powerful nor'easter is still wreaking havoc on parts of New England, where the snow is piled up to a foot and a half in some spots. Correspondent Elaine Quijano.
High winds, heavy snow, and flooding. The Northeast was the final target of a week-long storm with deadly results. In Derry, New Hampshire, a grandmother was killed and her 11-year-old granddaughter was injured. Relatives told CBS News Boston a tree fell onto a propane tank next to the home.
I would ask that everybody keeps the family in their thoughts as we process this tragedy.
The intense nor'easter with gusts up to 60 miles per hour knocked out power to more than 500,000 customers across New England, including southern Maine, where a house in West Gardner was engulfed in flames. First responders there believe a generator was used in the garage where the fire started.
Neither Joe Biden nor Donald Trump has to worry about a challenger without a label. A bipartisan group says it will not field a presidential candidate. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
It's hard to estimate exactly how many votes any no-labels candidate would have gotten, because we don't know who the nominee would have been. They talked about running a Republican for president, a Democrat for vice president, but a long list of prominent people have said no.
It leaves Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the only outsider in the race. Long-standing rules preventing many gay and bisexual men from donating sperm anonymously may be changing. The Wall Street Journal says an FDA draft proposal would lift a ban on potential donors who acknowledge intimate relations with other men during the previous 5 years to reduce the risk of spreading HIV.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
A Super Bowl-winning wide receiver is coming clean after a high-speed hit-and-run in Texas almost a week ago.
Rashee Rice's attorney, Texas State Senator Royce West, acknowledging that his client met with Dallas police and admitted to driving the Lamborghini seen on dash cam video speeding through traffic before hitting the center median, causing the chain reaction collision. Rice fled the scene. Four were injured. Two had to be hospitalized.
He's going to do everything in his power to bring their life back to as normal as possible. In terms of injuries, in terms of property damage, he'll make certain that he is responsible for helping them.
Rice expected to speak publicly within the week. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Police in Los Angeles are still looking for suspects and answers in the biggest heist in California history. A source tells CBS News burglars broke into a money storage facility through the roof on Easter Sunday, got into a vault without triggering the alarm system, then cracked a safe and stole up to $30 million. Retired LAPD Detective Moses Castillo.
I believe there's no doubt that this had to be an inside job.
The theft wasn't discovered until the next day when employees opened the vault. Now to a small town in Illinois that's about to turn into the eclipse capital of the country. Correspondent Roxana Sabiri is there.
The path of the last eclipse in 2017 intersects the one coming on Monday.
We've got porta potties coming. We've got dumpsters coming.
Festival coordinator Debbie Dunn is hoping for thousands of visitors like last time.
I actually got emotional, and it was like so totally unexpected.
Back then, artist Dave Dardis told CBS News' Adriana Diaz.
How do you feel knowing you'll experience it twice?
If I'm still alive, I think that'll be quite great.
You are alive.
Get to see it again.
Now the 75-year-old is creating 1,000 pieces of jewelry just for this celestial occasion.
It feels great. Just asking for one is enough, but two?
Roxana Saberi, CBS News, Makanda, Illinois.
It's Final Four time for the women's NCAA tournament. CBS's Erica Herskowitz has a preview.
By the end of tonight, it'll be down to two. The women's Final Four takes center stage in Ohio, where South Carolina will tip off against NC State before UConn takes on top-seeded Iowa. Hawkeyes star guard Caitlin Clark is focused.
This is business. You know, we're here to win a basketball game and hopefully win two.
And while much of the storylines have surrounded Clark and the Hawkeyes, UConn guard Nika Mule warns, don't count the Huskies out.
Nobody expected us to be here, and that only means that we used all of those things to make each other tough.
Tonight's winners advance to the title game, which takes place Sunday in Cleveland.
The men's Final Four tips off tomorrow in Glendale, Arizona.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Your cashback really adds up.
Today marks 30 years since the death of a rock star.
Kurt Cobain, the lead singer and guitarist for Nirvana, made grunge cool. Charles Cross is author of the singer's biography, Heavier Than Heaven.
I think partially because of the tragedy of his death by suicide, he ends up being monochromed, kind of like into this one-dimensional character that's tragic. This man was very smart, very witty, and had a great sense of humor.
Cobain's body was found at a Seattle home by an electrician a few days after his death, and there are a number of conspiracy theories. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Disneyland is making a new move to ditch fossil fuels. The company says it'll phase out pure gasoline-powered engines on its Autopia ride in Anaheim in another step toward reaching the park's goal of net zero carbon emissions by 2030. And that's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry and Mara Rubin. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.